what are you going to do for your next trick?
So the next trick is we're going to look at the effects of cadence. This understanding that higher cadences are theoretically more efficient, and we know that particularly the climbers like to use higher cadences because it's much easier in terms of getting the force through the pedal when you're going up a steeper gradient.
Yeah, why is it better to turn the pedals faster when you're under those conditions then, which is what higher cadence effectively means, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the key comes down to the amount of force that has to be produced. So if you imagine that you're doing this slowly, but we're still working at the same wattage, then you're having to use more muscle or muscle mass to produce that force. But if we're doing it at a higher cadence, but maintaining this same relative wattage, then actually the metabolic cost, the energy cost of the muscle is lower. And actually most of the work then comes from what we call the neural recruitments, how quickly you can get those muscles to lengthen and shorten.
So what should we see here? And what are you going to ask the two of them to do?
So I was going to ask them both to now cycle again with the same relative workload, but this time at 110 revs per minute. So we're going here 40 revs per minute higher than they were cycling for. So this is those cadences that we see, as I say, in things like team time trials, and the elite climbers will use these kind of cadences. So all we want them to do is try and maintain this. And it'd be very interesting to see what they start to report, because they're not used to these cadences. I mean, Karen doesn't ride at these cadences either. But we know that athletes who train at these cadences start to become very economical and start to actually find them much easier to maintain than those lower cadences.
It just seems strange to think that going faster is easier.
It just seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? But it's certainly this idea that if you imagine the amount of time that pedal goes round, so the longer it takes for the pedal to go round, you're using more energy. And in the demonstration earlier on, where we saw these heart rates starting to rise, it'd be nice to see, if, let's say with Kate, that the heart rate doesn't raise quite so quickly. That'd be the anticipation.
Okay, should we give it a go?
We're going to start Karen off first. So if Karen starts pedalling, and I'm going to put the resistance on. So up goes the resistance on 7.5. So Karen's now at the required cadence.
How's that feel, Karen? Is it easier?
No, I cannot say it is. Actually, it's not as tough as I thought it would be.
It is in that respect. It is a bit easier.
Mentally, yes.
So we're loading up Kate. You're aiming for what, 110?
I'm not even sure I can get it.
110, there you go, okay. 110. And so this would be about 40 kilometres an hour, Dan, up a hill.
Well, no, up the hill they would be going at a slower speed, of course. The thing we have to take into account is that they're using different gearings when they go up a mountain, so they can't be pushing the bigger gears. But it's the equivalent you may see, for example, in a team time trial.
How are you feeling, Kate?
Tired. I mean, Nairo Quintana, who's the climber, was my hero last year, so I'm trying to channel a tiny Colombian man, but it's not really working.
Do you expect them to go much longer?
No, and partly because they're not used to this kind of work. And again, as we talked about earlier on, the way in which the muscle adapts to training, so does the central nervous system, and so the ability to recruit the muscle. So they're doing remarkably well for this same workload.
Are you nearly done?
I'm very nearly done.
Kate's nearly done. How are you doing, Karen, as the trained cyclist?
I'm sure you can forget the word trained at the moment. It feels harder.
This is kind of rush hour in Cambridge you're doing here.
This is worse than rush hour in Cambridge. Rush hour in Cambridge is just watching the other cars. Can we do a heart rate measurement now, please?
So Kate's now begging for her heart rate to be measured. What are you expecting? Does it feel like it's
about
going pretty...
4 million.
4 million. Okay, here we go. 176. Yeah. So it's up a little tiny bit, but not much.
But not much different to what Kate was experiencing when she was doing the lower cadences. So let's try Karen, who's breathing very hard over the far side.
Stop.
You've given up.
I can't manage 110. You can see the numbers sort of sneaking down into the 90s. Whereas you're not going to be able to get them up again.
Karen is still going. And we're just registering the heart rate of... Wow, 110. So that's actually lower than when she was at her peak, which
Perfect.
Is exactly what you said.
Which
so
exactly
it does work what you
it
said.
It does work, although it looks and Karen feels like it's really hurting, but actually, physiologically, she's using less energy.
Should we let her off?
I think we should.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well done.
So while they go and die quietly over there, what about at the level of the muscle? When you're doing this, when they're working out like this, when you're working very, very fast, does this also affect the blood flow through the muscle? Because if your muscle is not spending as long contracting, does this mean the blood vessels are open for longer so more blood can flow in and out?
Absolutely. So if you imagine that as the blood's going through, every time the muscle contracts, if it's at a slow rate, it's going to push down onto the artery. It's also going to push onto the vein. So if you're going at a slower cadence... Those muscles are compressing the arteries a little bit, not completely, but they're compressing, so they're making it harder to push the blood through, so we're having to use higher blood pressure. Because the cadence is higher, we're not maintaining it for as long, So as a result, we have a lower blood pressure response. We get the oxygenated blood to the muscle more efficiently, and we're also able to get that carbon dioxide away as well.
Thank you very much, Dan Gordon. And I'm glad the experiment worked. It must be a first for the Naked Scientist. Live experiment actually working. Are you able to do your link?